The question was asked, we just learned in the Ten Commandments, Kabeid et avicha ve et imecha. What is included in honoring one's parents? So the Shulchan Aruch over here quotes from the Gemara. Eizehu kavod, what's called honoring one's parents, says the Shulchan Aruch, ma'achilo, he feeds his parents. Mashkewi, gives them to drink. Ma'albish, he clothes his parents. Umchase, and he covers his parents. Machnis, he helps his parents into the house. Umotzi, and he helps his parents out of the house. V'idnenu lo b'sevo panim yafot. He has to be warm and nice and pleasant as he does it. Shafilu ma'achilo b'chol yom pitomot. Even if he gives them the best pheasants every day to eat. V'ra lo panim zoafot. Yet every time he looks at him with this, like, get done with it, you know, masticate already. Says the Shulchan Aruch, ne'nashanav, he'll get punished over that. The way we do it matters. Now, the halacha just defined for us, what does it mean to honor one's parents? That means to serve them. If they need help, they need you to get them food, you get them food. I remember when my father was ill, there was a time he was so weak he couldn't eat. I literally had to place the spoon in his mouth. And I remember as I was doing it, thinking to myself, I never thought I'd fulfill this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. To feed my father. My father looked at me and said, like a baby, huh? Right? I literally had to put the spoon in his mouth. That's the halacha. There are times where a person needs that.
Because he needed to spit it back out too,
though, right?
Right. But did he remind you of this pasuk?
No, I was thinking it. I was performing this halacha. I made light of it. I said, you know, I bet it's not a big deal. You're going to get out of it. How many times? I tried to make my father feel good. So I said, you know, how many times did... No, Baruch Hashem, he did get out of it. Say. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, he pulled out of it.
But you have to serve them even if they don't need it. Because you said if they need it. But like if your father is feeling fine, he says, you know, Sonny boy, can you go make me a cup of coffee and scrambled eggs?
You make him a cup of coffee and scrambled eggs, right? But sometimes the parents swell, and he says, I can make my own cup of coffee. When I was a kid, I used to make my father a cup of coffee every day that we were both home, yeah. I used to make the cup of coffee. He could do it himself. But he wanted me to do it, so I made it. I learned how my father liked it, and I made it, yeah. Right? That's kibbut avim, yeah.
But when,
serving them. You're right, even if they could do it themselves. Yeah.
But when the halakha said you should...
I could tell you more than that. My father would come home, and sit down, and I would take off his shoes and bring slippers and put on slippers on his feet. My grandfather used to get upset.
Isn't your wife like, also supposed to wash your hands and feet?
But I did that. I would do it till today. Wait, my father would let me. How are you going to do it?
Why not? Your grandfather got upset?
My grandfather would say, how are you letting your kids do that? Like, but that's part of the mitzvah kibbut avim. Yeah.
How old were you when you did that?
Do your kids do that?
I'm telling you, I would do it today. I know. I never asked.
When you started doing that.
I started doing it when I was like probably 7 or 8, but I...
That's why my kids fight over
there. But then you see?
Kids don't mind.
Yeah. I say you should put him close on this and that. Are you, Bichlal, allowed to see your father naked if he's sick and you have to wash him? Or does it mean you have to pay somebody who takes care and wash them and clean them and put them clothes on? Because... are you allowed to see your parents naked?
So, ideally, that's a pasuk in Torah, that shame and yefet, it says, ufnehem achoranit, they were looking the other way, they didn't see their father's nakedness, right? They didn't see him uncovered. So there's definitely an element of respect for a parent that we don't see them uncovered. But that's provided that they could, that they don't need it. When my grandfather of blessed memory was sick in bed, so he had a diaper. He didn't get out of bed for a long time. So when they would change it, so sometimes they asked me to be in the room to help shift my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever possible, I wasn't there. Or if I was there, I was at a place where I couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Right, out of respect for him, whenever possible. That's part of the respect for parents or grandparents. And whenever possible, I let the nurses do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're also better at it than I am. However, if there are circumstances where it's necessary, so the parents need overrides. I'm saying it's not it's part of honoring them, obviously, but it's not a provision. It's part of the honor. We want to show them, if possible.
I'm asking because if I can go back in my profession one day and nursing people, and I don't know, luckily, sometimes you have children who wants to do everything and wants to be there when you wash the patient. And I don't know, should I say, please go out, is also luckily right?
I wouldn't or say that. I wouldn't say that because sometimes the child wants to be there to ensure that their parent is getting good treatment. Yeah, we don't know what they're thinking.
We know what we're doing.
Right. And
it's not his obligation to make sure they're...
Right. I'm just saying, they might even be right.
Yeah.
I'm saying they might even be right to be in the room. There was a woman who called me and told me that the nurses would ask her to leave the room when they would change her mother in an old age home. And then when she'd come back, her mother would complain how they treated her when she wasn't there. So there's definitely a legitimate thought that a child can have that they don't want to leave their parent alone when they're being cleaned and whatever. Because, I wouldn't tell them anything.
I would not want that my sons and daughters see me naked. No way.
I hear you.
Well, yeah, no but way. I think that too, that would be
very, very embarrassing, right? Yes, we have professional people who do that because they love people, then don't do it because they hate people.
Professional people are also dealing with everybody else in the room, right?
What happens if you remember?
It's disturbing, really?
Very, very.
Because the nurses always ask me to stay.
Do this. You know what you're doing. You do it every day. You're like, tuck, tuck, tuck.
Right. The nurses do a great job.
You have like 20 patients waiting and you have then children say, don't do that, don't do that. It's very, very disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. But I don't see that. I don't think it's legitimate to tell a child not to be present.
Plus, I don't know if, like I said, if I would not want that my children see me naked.
I hear you, but that's not your job as a nurse. I can tell you as a mohel. There are times that I have to do things for the baby after the bris. I have to change a bandage, okay? I tell the parents it's in your interest not to be in the room. Let me change the bandage. Most of the time, the parents insist on staying there, and it's worse for the baby. The baby is much better off if I could, you know, take off the bandage, put another bandage on, and not worry about the parents and explain to them what I'm doing it as I'm doing it, etc.
The baby is obviously something different because parents are responsible for the baby.
Right, but they're not helping the baby. I'm saying they're not helping the baby by being there and jumping and yelling and saying, why don't you do this and is that all right and blah, blah, blah. Let the baby get the treatment he needs, right? The parents aren't in the room, in an operating room, right? When there's an operation, they wait outside.
Of course.
So there's a circumcision, we do it in front of them, fine, but afterwards you have to deal with the bandage. It would be in their interest to let you deal. So I always tell parents, I recommend you wait outside, and 99% of the time, they don't listen. They say, no, it's okay. And I say, okay.
Even if you're a doctor, you're not allowed to operate your parents because you have too much emotions. You can kill it. When you're doing medical profession, you have to be without emotions. You have to do it like without emotion because it's the best way. You're protecting yourself because you see so much dying and suffering, and you protect patients because you're just professional. Just professional.
Yeah. On this topic. Okay.
What if you remember? What? What? If